This is Anas Al-Halak, A-N-A-S space A-L space H-A-L-L-A-K, date of service January 21, 2013, dictating for Dr. Hassan Ismail, patient name Earl Channel E-A-R-L space C-H-E-N-A-U-L-T. Date of birth 08-31-33. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, primary care doctor, Dr. Arthur Effler, phone number 248-354-9666. Spelling for primary care doctor name, A-R-T-H-E-R space E-F-R-O-S. Next paragraph. Dear colleague, who had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Earl. He's a 80-year-old male with a past medical history significant for CABG and PCI on the RCA and PTCA2 native diagonal branch, history of post-op atrial fibrillation and history of bladder carcinoma operated. Next paragraph, on today's visit he's complaining of mild chest pain with non-specific chest pain associated with mild shortness of breath. Since all these symptoms came after he had a CABG 3 months ago, however, no orthopnea, PND, palpitation syncope or near syncope. The patient had his bladder carcinoma operated and there's no more hematuria he's complaining of. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for CABG 3 months ago, PCI to the RCA and PTCA, bladder carcinoma operated, and post-op atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, current medications. Please refer to the attached medication. Say number one, Plavix 75 milligrams once a day, spironolactone 25 milligrams half tablet daily, nitrostat 0.4 milligrams, Zantac 300 milligrams once a day, Lantus vial 10 units, QHS, Lasix 20 milligrams once a day, Chlorcon 20 milligrams once a day, Metformin 500 BID, Lopressor 50 milligrams BID, Pravastatin 20 milligrams once a day, last one Protonex 40 milligrams once a day. Next paragraph. Physical examination. On today's visit, his blood pressure is 120/77, his pulse is 71, respiratory rate 16, temperature 98.9, weight 165, and height 5'11". Please copy paste the normal template of physical examination, except that he has a scar in the mid sternum due to the CABG. Next paragraph. Ancillary data, EKG done today, which shows sinus rhythm with ST changes in the inferior anterior lateral leads. The quality of the ECG is poor. We advise to repeat that ECG in the next visit. Next paragraph, venous Doppler ultrasound. We did ultrasound for his left lower extremity that ruled out DVT. Next paragraph, cardiovascular assessment and plan. Left lower extremity swelling. We did the ultrasound recently and ruled out the DVT. Next number, history of coronary artery disease. The patient underwent recent coronary artery bypass grafting with subsequent PCI post-intervention to the RCI and PTCA. Please refer to the hospital records and procedure note attached to the chart for details. Next paragraph, history of atrial fibrillation. The patient is on aspirin and Plavix, not on anticoagulant. However, he's today on a sinus rhythm. We'll see him in a follow-up in 1 month regarding this issue. Next paragraph, bladder carcinoma. His bladder carcinoma was resected, and he will follow up with this issue with his doctor, with his surgeon. Next paragraph, please add to the ancillary data echocardiography, which shows left ventricle ejection fracture of 45% with no significant valvular heart disease. Next paragraph, thank you very much for taking care of Mr. Earl. We'll see him back in 1 month. In the meanwhile, he was requested to follow up with his primary care physician for continuity of care. Next paragraph, thank you very much. Next paragraph, Anas Al-Halak, Medical Sweden. Next paragraph, dictated for Dr. Hassan Ismail. Next paragraph, end of dictation.